Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Oje Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everybody. It is Friday night, and we're supposed to be with Brothers of the Sun, but I don't know what we're going to do tonight, to be honest with you. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and every Sunday, rain, hail, sleet, snow, or shine, we have a conference call at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Dallas, area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220981. pound. Again, every Sunday, 6:30 p.m., please call in. Be a part of our weekly conference call. We want to hear from you. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220-981-POUND. We also ask that you please support our sponsors, Manhood Raising Culture, run by Dr. James Jones, who we miss very much, and hopefully will be coming back soon. Manhood Raising Culture can be found on Facebook as well as the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Arlie Gordon and Unity Design, both on Facebook as well as the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And Unity is spelled UNITEE. So I wanted to have a conversation tonight about the million or more march, as the Honorable Kwame Ture referred to it as in the listen-in session that we had last night. And, you know, he has had very much to say about organizing, very much to say about motivating people to become a part of something. But what we haven't been able to master, I think, is mobilizing past the emotionalism. And so he went into a lot of detail on the difference between the two, mobilizing and organizing, and it was very interesting to hear his perspective. And he identified the Honorable Louis Farrakhan as a mobilizer, but following the million or more march, as he referred to it as, there was not enough organizing done following the mobilization. And so this weekend, tomorrow as a matter of fact, 10-10-15, there is a culmination of forces coming to Washington, D.C., to, I guess, celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, the first Million Man March. There's been millions of other millions of marches since then, but none of them to the magnitude that the initial mobilization had. And, you know, there are people traveling right now, and may the Creator protect them and the ancestors surround them. But this is deemed justice or else, and no one I've asked, and I've even seen the question posed on Facebook, you know, what exactly does that mean, justice or else what, you know, or else what, or else are we going to mobilize to do something, or else are we going to organize to do something, or else is this just going to be another opportunity for folks to come together? Certain entities make a lot of money. They're bringing a lot of money into Washington, D.C. this weekend. Because people have to pay for hotel rooms, they have to pay for food, they have to pay for transportation. There's a lot of money that's going to be spent in Washington, D.C. This weekend. And so have there been any provisions to make sure that we get a percentage of that money? You know, is any of that money coming back to the local NOIs and the mosques and things like that to begin boots on the ground type of mobilization? I've asked several questions to several different people. And the people that I have asked, and if there are any listeners out there who can go into detail on, you know, what exactly justice or else means, please feel free to chime in and call in 917-889-8059. If we can get a definition of what or else means, justice or else means, that would be great. That would be a great start, because I think, you know, unless we move past tomorrow's date, say what's going to happen on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday of next week, you know, that should be clearly laid out, I think, prior to folks spending money to come to an event with really no firm conclusions or goals or vision of exactly, you know, what justice or else means. So hopefully, Brother Starblaze is going to be calling in, but if not, you know, I'm going to hang out as long as I feel comfortable, and we're going to check this out. KRS-1, Obama, whose side are you on? And hopefully get this discussion going very quickly here. So thank you for listening to Sign of the Times. My name is Queen Tahira. We appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you for your continued support of the New Power Radio Network. We'll be right back. Hey, y'all, Blog Talk's acting a fool. So please be patient, and we're going to get this worked out. Hey, if anybody has a laptop they want to donate to New Car Radio Network and Sign of the Times, since you got a birthday coming up at the end of the month, that sure would be a nice present for somebody to chip in and folks to surprise me with a laptop, because I'm trying to work this thing off my beautiful LTE, ZTE, which I love. I love this little pink phone that my son got me. It gets difficult sometimes, so thank you for your patience. We're going to work this out in the studio here in a second or two. But hang out with me until we get it worked out, y'all. Thanks.
Listen to the lyrics.
Here we go.
We are the ones prophesied to return. My main concern is for all of you to learn how to live. Yes, through the lyrics I give and send, my friend. This age is coming to an end. Not the world, but the age is ending. Listen to the astrological message I'm sending.
Tell them.
Truth is truth, whether or not you like me. We are living now in the age of Pisces. But Pisces is over at the year 2000,
ooh,
when the Son of God changes his house and enters the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
The Son of God as man is hilarious.
Okay.
When you think of Jesus, think of the sun, the flaming sun. That's where they stole this concept from. Stop believing and read your Bible logically.
Yeah.
The New Testament is really old astrology. Jesus is the Son of God, no lie.
Yeah.
But they might be talking about the sun up in the sky. The sun that hangs on the cross of the zodiac. The zodiac with 12 signs to be exact.
Yeah.
Each sign is a house, and you should keep in mind, each house equals a period of time.
Damn.
The time, 2,000 years, and that's a fact. It's called an age or a house in the zodiac. The 12 disciples are 12 months of reason. The four gospels signify the four seasons. When Jesus fed the multitude with two fishes, it signifies the age of Pisces, not fish on dishes. If you read the Bible astrologically, it's clearer.
Yeah.
The next age will be the age of the water bearer. It's called the age of Aquarius,
word,
when logic and truth will take care of us.
So
in this age of spiritual dignity, you'll see a rise in femininity and creativity.
Word.
That's what masculinity. You got to get with me. This is your true her story.
Re.
Do you want to go higher?
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC to light, here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Sugar Brothers, life with a knife, that's advice. Tried, cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
microphone. end up in jail. It gotta go, cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way. Far from your family, cause you're locked away. Now tell me, do you really think crime pays? Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're with soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. Rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, it ain't for self-destruction.
Well, don't you know you just ought to give the people what they want? Well, don't you know you just ought to give the people? Well, well. want the truth, and no more lies. We want freedom, justice, and equality.
Off in the distance, the undeniable spirit of the fire, the old reliable unseen force. When you need it, it takes you higher. It's the rose keys in the church choir. It's the heat, it's the speakers, the turntables and wires. It's desire, it's a beautiful act that inspires crowds to riot. And non-believers left with their jaws dropped in silence. The difference between philosophical non-violence and black power. It's karma, we coming for hours.
Unjust society, and put an end to poverty as we walk together.
great mother, Mama. The cosmic womb, process, source of life,
ocean,
sonic womb,
life,
DNA,
yeah, yeah.
Of the immortal,
oh yeah,
stars aligned,
yeah.
Open portals, I am the great mother,
Mama.
Cosmic womb, process, source of life,
ocean,
sonic womb,
life,
DNA,
yeah, yeah.
Of the immortal,
oh yeah,
stars aligned,
yeah.
Open portals,
balance. Balance.
Never break my spirit, futile to even try. I learned to love instead of hate, that's the reason why. I am on my square, in the midst of chaos, channeling the spirit without a seance. It's my nature, bam. Mother Nature's plan, calling the four corners with its naked hand. Symbolically, I am the tree. Deep roots, many branches for the family. As Kundalini rise, charging the left side, alternate nostril breathing, let the stress ride. Aura like lavender, calm and soothes you. Build and destroy, born to improve you. Really simple, ain't it? Nothing new is ancient. Sacred sentences, cracking the coded matrix. Copal resin over charcoal's repelling agents, intoxicating every breath, white gelled its fragrance. I am the great mother,
Mama.
The cosmic womb, source of life,
ocean,
sonic womb,
DNA,
yeah, yeah. Of the immortal,
oh yeah,
stars align,
yeah.
Open portals, I am the great mother,
Mama.
Cosmic womb, source of life,
ocean,
sonic womb, DNA,
yeah, yeah.
Of the immortal,
oh yeah,
stars align,
yeah.
Open portals,
first teacher, light breeder, bearing sharing truth, healing, taking care of you, mentally preparing you.
The vest is a womb, tassels, umbilical cord, one heart, one mind, one accord. Birth and elos, as above, below, compliment the heroes, to the point like zero. Zero, reflection in the moon, sun shining, original, not plagiarized. Heaven lies between her thighs, home on the throne, with the king she belongs. Backbone, ride or live, survival imperative, in natural order, love and honor, Morocco to California, empress, queen, mother, daughter, all life begins in water, sunflower, lotus bloom, honeysuckle, first womb, jade, crystal, moonstone, master self, move on, copper unk, activate, opening the stargate, charging up the universe, spoke the name of God first. I am the great mother,
Mama.
The cosmic womb, source of life,
ocean,
sonic boom,
DNA,
yeah,
yeah.
Of the immortal,
oh yeah,
stars aligned,
yeah.
Open portals, I am the great mother,
Mama.
Cosmic womb, source of life,
ocean,
sonic boom, DNA,
yeah, yeah.
Of the immortal,
oh yeah,
stars aligned,
yeah.
Open portals.
Balls of a bullshit, you feel me? Hey. Let me drop some knowledge on you right quick, man, you feel me? Work. The Persian military invaded Africa. Tried to steal everything that was in Africa. Balls. 1450 BC, E. They tried to kill us on GP. Now I'm a slave in the foreigner's land. And my life's in the foreigner's hand. Trying to rediscover my identity, but Satan wanna live in me and take away my energy. Certain things they'll teach you in the schoolhouse. Gotta teach your kids yourself when school's out. Get your son, look him in the eye. Let him know that real niggas ain't living to make a bullet fly. Tell your daughter real women keep their last clothes. My little dog got murdered over some headphones. Beats by Dre, to the streets I say, yeah, it's hard, but I keep my faith in them wiser than Solomon with curves like his father. King David was greater than King Arthur. Balls. But history it don't tell it. King David was black and the British man was jealous. Yeah, I'm just speaking what I know, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking future for a dope dealer. It's more prisons than schools. Gotta be a role model cause they listen to you. Talking about the kids in the hood, never get up. They don't wanna be like LeBron, Durant, or Carmelo. They wanna be like Lil Wayne and Yo Gotta, Rich Homie and Young Thugger. Riding up who got it not knowing. They only do it for the TV. Have fun on the real niggas on the CD. In real life, surrounded by security. All that money, they still full of insecurities. Tight shirts, skinny jeans, and blunt help. To the niggas who really real is unfair. They'll give all their money to a stripper. See a homeless man and roll up the window. God looking down and he frowning. Probably wanna flood the earth again, cause niggas is clowning. Wildin' women selling they soul for a dime. And I'm like Tupac, my music is timeless. And I'm a wise individual. Learn from the cops, commit more crimes than the criminals. Streets AFK, we all feeling you. You keep it gutter at the same time, keep it spiritual. Bars over bullshit, no bullshit. Feeding the people while standing behind the pulpit. Need the people to understand it's real life. Damn Illuminati, I'm rapping what I feel like. God forgive me for all my sins. Deliver me from my enemies and all my friends. I really do this. Same niggas who break bread with across your ass like Judas. And they ain't looking for a record deal, cause I'ma make a meal without it. This chest, not checkers, player. Keep your contract, I ain't gon' sign it. I'm at the bottom, not but to the top. I'm climbing, bars. Bars of a bullshit, man. Mind elevation. Each one reach one. When you reach one, you teach one. Need to stop deceiving the people and stop feeding the people. Believe in God and stop believing the evil. It's a bars up. Job.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hey! Got feeling. I can dig rapping. I'm ready. I can dig rapping. But I can't dig that backstabbing. da-da-da-da.
Most of my Latino and black people who are struggling to get food, clothes, and shelter in the hood are so concerned with that that philosophizing about freedom and socialist democracy is usually, unfortunately, beyond their rationale. They don't realize that America can't exist without separating them from their identity. Because if we had some sense of who we really are, there's no way in hell we'd allow this country to push its genocidal consensus on our homeland. This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system, it's the system that will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough in the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. Latino America is a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people and the children we always see digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiments and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. My revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. You see, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracy that was funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and la República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them, let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in, or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who exploit your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive, or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always going to look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am rather than desperately try to be something I'm really not just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture or lack of culture is feeding us. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America wouldn't be rich enough to let us have these little petty material things in our lives and basic standards of living. No, that's wrong. It's the business giants and the government officials who make all the real money. We have whatever they kick down to us. My enemy is not the average white man. It's not the kid down the block or the kids I see on the street. My enemy is the white men I don't see. The people in the White House, the corporate monopoly owners, fake liberal politicians, those are my enemies. The generals of the armies that are mostly conservative, those are the real motherfuckers that I need to bring it to. Not the poor, broke, country assholes that are too stupid to know shit about the way things are set up. In fact, I have more in common with most working and middle-class white people than I do with most rich black and Latino people. As much as racism bleeds America, we need to understand that classism is the real issue. Many of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking, while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of the little boat we're all in, we're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I wanna come back, free all my people, hang the motherfucker that kept me there, and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I wanna take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who work the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house Negroes. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know, the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the state? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the Iroquois League. The idea of impeaching a ruler comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the agenda of white Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people who would become Mexican. So in conclusion, I'm not going to vote for anybody just because they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us proletariat. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seramos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución!
¡Viva la revolución!
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things as son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bust out glass bursts, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Shit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police station, street sweepers and coppers. Sick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, but nine doubt, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is down. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need is one mic, one mic. All I need, niggas, all I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, facing revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years. Too many times now, I'm strapped with a couple of Macs. Too many nines, if y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way, they bust, we bust, they rush, we rust. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. Yeah, we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga, this time is now. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need, that's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga needed to do his thing, yo. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath on one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking on that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fool you, niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete the thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where did it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster. gorilla hustler, purchased my range. Niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought it was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these niggas feel hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy. I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world.
If white immigrants can come to this country 50 years ago with nickels and dimes and no education, and come here and pool their little nickels and dimes and no education, and set up little stores, develop these stores into larger stores, develop this into an industry, which creates job opportunities for whites. Since Lincoln was supposed to have freed the black man 100 years ago, and today the black man, according to the government economist, has spending power of $20 billion per year. We feel that with the black man spending $20 billion a year, not setting up any businesses, not creating any industry, not creating any job opportunities for his own kind, he's not in a moral position to point the finger today at the white man and tell the white man that he's discriminating against him for not giving him a job in factories that he himself set up. If the black man has $20 billion and these so-called Negro leaders are such geniuses that they can integrate white restaurants and integrate white factories and integrate, force themselves into that which the white man has set up, they should use this same ingenuity to show the black people how to pool our wealth and set up something of our own. And then we won't have to force our way into his anymore. One more thing I would like to point out concerning what he said about 125th Street. We don't waste our time on 125th Street, but you can reach more people in the street who want to change than you can in the bourgeoisie society, the bourgeoisie church, and the bourgeoisie circles. Our program is directed toward the man in the street. So we spend our time in the street, and what we do with that man, instead of trying to change the white man in your mind and make you accept us, we change the mind of the black man and make him accept himself. And as soon as he accepts himself, he'll solve his own problem. He won't be trying to force himself into your factory and into your bedroom and into your kitchen.
And now they put the crack cocaine, in our community, and it demoralized the African workers and poor people who are the heartbeat of the revolution. Let me tell you that. That's where the revolution is. And when they did this to the young African workers and poor people, then we saw all these other so-called Negro leaders who would come up attacking the community. The problem was the community. We need to atone. We need this and that. It wasn't that the government was the problem. It was the people who were the problem. And so we had to struggle against this concept that was out there, even among the African working class itself. Because what we found is that the people who were out pushing crack cocaine often thought it was their idea that they were doing it. They thought, I'm out here doing this because this is my idea, but it wasn't their idea. What the imperialists, the capitalists, what white power had done was take away all the other options and say, if you want to live, this is what you can do to live on and put crack cocaine there. I'm not a hunter, but I'm told that in places like in the Arctic, where indigenous people sometimes might hunt a wolf, they'll take a double-edged blade and they'll put blood on the blade and they'll melt the ice and stick the handle in the ice so that only the blade is protruding, and that a wolf will smell the blood and wants to eat, and it'll come and lick the blade trying to eat. And what happens is when the wolf licks the blade, of course, he cuts his tongue and he bleeds, and he thinks he's really having a good thing. He drinks and he licks, and of course he's drinking his own blood and he kills himself. That's what the imperialists did to us with crack cocaine. You got these young brothers out there thinking that they're getting something that they're going to make a living with. They're getting something they can buy a car like the white people have cars. Why can't I have a car? They're getting something so they can get a piece of gold. The white people have gold. Why can't I have gold? They're getting something to get a house. The white people have a house. Why can't I have a house? And they actually think that it's something that's bringing resources to them, but they're killing themselves, just like the wolf who's licking the blade, and they're slowly dying without knowing. That's what's happening to the community. You with me on that? That's exactly and precisely what happens to the community. And instead of blaming the hunter who put the damn handle and the blade in the ice for the wolf, that what happens is the wolf gets blamed for trying to live. That's what happens in our community. You don't blame the person, the victim, you blame the oppressor. Imperialism, white power is the enemy. Was the enemy when it first came to Africa, snatched up the first African, brought us here against our will, is the enemy today. That's the thing that we have to understand.
Yo, turn this motherfucking shit up.
And there can't be any compromise on that. No compromise on it. I know your television got stolen, mine too. But we can't limit the discussion and the issue and the understanding to some immediate personal contradiction that we have with somebody who's victimized by imperialism. I know you got a sister or an aunt or a cousin or somebody who ripped you off because they own that stuff. But we can't limit our understanding based on our own personal relationship to it, because imperialism is making war against all of us. If he got hooked first, and then he becomes an instrument of imperialism when he does what he does to us and our community. So the community is demoralized. And this is one of the most effective counterinsurgency tools that you can have, where the actual victim actually believes that he is responsible for what's going on. For the victim, and then the victims become increasingly demoralized by his behavior because he knows something is wrong with what he's doing.
Thank you for listening, everybody. This is Queen Tahira signing off for the weekend. See you all on Tuesday, if not on Sunday, for the conference call.